It's the best game ever! Calculator game!
Nice, nice, nice. Oh, the men's retreat is coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. You can sign up by going to our website at grow.hope.edu. Make sure to sign up for that, men. Very good. Well, good morning. It's Monday. You made it through the weekend. Great weekend. Yes? Anybody go to the beach this weekend? Yeah. Very nice. Hey, I want to teach you a new word today. It's a Hebrew word, and the word is haver. Say it with me.
Haver.
Come on, a little passion. Haver.
Haver.
Right, let's go this side.
Haver. Haver.
Balcony.
Haver.
Weak. Try it again.
Haver.
Good. Women only.
Haver.
Nice. Men only.
Haver.
Everybody who... Whoa, yeah, let's do that again. Women only? Men only? Nice, nice, nice. Everybody who loved that Michigan beat Notre Dame this weekend in football? No, haver, you're supposed to say that. Everybody who loved Michigan beat Notre Dame in football this weekend? Very good, maybe that's a little too much. So haver, haver. Before I tell you what you just said in Hebrew, I want you to come back with me. About 10 years ago, I'm on a study tour over in Israel with about 30 other people. We are learning about the history, the land, and the people of Israel under the gifted leadership of Ray Vanderlaan, otherwise known to some of you as RVL. Well, as we're going through the trip, about halfway through the trip, Ray takes us to a synagogue school in the small little village of Hoshea, which is in the Galilean region of the country. It's a school that, as we walk into this large room of the synagogue school, there is about 20 young men, ranging from the ages of 12 to 17, with a few older men scattered throughout the group. As we come into the room, all I can describe the room is there is major verbal activity going on. There's all kinds of discussion and recitation and teaching that is going on within the group. As we enter the group, the rabbi or the teacher calls on a few of the young men to read the assigned Torah passage for that day. And those who are chosen are thrilled that they are picked and had the chance to read God's word to our group. And as they begin to read that assigned passage, it became very obvious to me that they weren't just reading it, but they were reciting the passage. They knew the passage down cold. And not just that passage, as I learned later from the rabbi, that most Orthodox Jewish boys by the age of 12 have the Torah memorized. Now, do you know what I'm saying? The Torah, that's the first five books of the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. They had that memorized by heart. Well, after these boys had read or recited the passage, the rabbi then called on another young man to give what is called a dirashah. Now, a dirashah is a response or a reflection to the scripture that has just been read. And as he does that in a wonderful way, the rabbi then invites the rest of the class to join in to the discussion, which they do so. What we experienced as a group that morning down in this small little village at this small little synagogue school was a haver. See, haver literally means friend or companion. And it means a friend or a companion to study the scriptures with together. Throughout the ages, Jewish thinkers have considered it vital to study the scriptures in the presence of other people. Therefore, a haver actually means someone who is willing to partner with you to grapple with the scriptures. And for some of us, that might sound a little strange because we have tended to be trained or tend to believe that the only way to deeply encounter God is through solitary prayer or study. But to the Jews and to Jesus himself, God's presence will be felt most often in the presence of a group of haver. Do the words of Jesus maybe come back to you when he said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be also"? So with that in mind, we in Campus Ministries want to encourage you to join with other haver, or partners, or friends, or companions, in studying the scriptures together by signing up this week as we begin to take names for folks who want to be in Talmudim groups. A Talmudim groups is a group of 6 to 8 people under the leadership of 2 upper class persons who will meet for 6 weeks on a weekly basis for 1 hour to do 3 things: to memorize scripture, to do dirashas or reflect or respond to these scriptures, and then to pray together. Now, we have been fortunate that we've already recruited 35 upperclassmen who've said yes to lead these groups. And I've asked 3 of them to come and share briefly with us this morning. On my right is Senior Beth Olson, Junior Mark Waterstone, and Senior Aaron Vinort. Would you give them a little loving this morning? Nice. Hey, I want to ask you 3 some questions that may be helpful for those who are maybe considering being in a Talmudim group. So the first question I want to ask each of you is, what gets you so excited about Talmudim groups? And I'll swing right around this way. Beth, you start.
Well, Paul, I was actually in a Talmudim group last year, and I just found it really a neat experience to get to memorize the scripture, as well as meet a ton of new people. You get to know your group pretty well, so it was a pretty cool experience, so I was privileged to be able to lead a group this year.
Very good. Mark.
Along with Beth, I also was in a group last year, but I get really excited about making the small connections inside the group. We have a big community here at Hope, and then we have the small Talmudim groups, and then you can even get smaller with just 1 or 2 people that you really learn to memorize the scripture with.
Another Javier. Very good, Mark. Thank you. All right, Aaron.
Going with the theme, I as well was in a Talmudim group last year, and I'm privileged to have the opportunity to lead this year. And for me, it was really neat to be able to dive into the scriptures more. I've been in other Bible studies, but this was the first time I'd really had the 3 focuses of the Dereshah, the memorizing scripture, and the prayer. And for me, that was just a neat way to get me personally to dive into the scripture more.
Good. Second question, how do you think, you guys were in Talmudim groups last year, you've said yes to lead groups this year, how do you think these Talmudim groups enrich the overall campus here at Hope College? What do you think? Beth, you're ready to go?
Sure, yeah.
Go with it.
Well, it's really neat. What's cool about this is a lot of the other Bible studies have just separate genders and different age groups, and this combines everyone together. So you get a chance to get to know other people from different classes and people of the opposite gender. So it's really cool to unite the community that way.
That's a good point, because a lot of times the small groups are men only or women only. These are mixed groups and also mixed ages, which is a cool thing too. So upperclassmen with underclassmen as well. Good. Mark, what do you think?
Well, Friday we talked about growing world Christians in the soil of hope. And what better way to do that than having the whole campus memorize one scripture? You get to do it as a community. We have these small groups, but as Jesus said, we minister in small to big. So we are a big community of hope, and here we are learning one passage as a whole community.
Which is cool. And, you know, I'm picking up on that. You know, last year there was over 200 people involved in Talmudim groups, and we memorized the prologue of the Gospel of John, and we heard such positive feedback as all these groups were doing the same scripture. And this year we're going to take a section out of Genesis because we're looking, of course, at Genesis throughout this year. Aaron, what about you? Enriching the campus, how can they?
I guess kind of going off what Trigby talked about last night, you could really see in the Talmudim groups that that's a place where you can look for God and you will find God. When you're with your group of people studying the scripture, memorizing, praying together, I just think it's another way that we can do that here at Hope.
Very good. Now, you guys have mentioned the three things. They're weekly meetings for 1 hour, 6 weeks, very concentrated. We do three things: memorize scripture, derashah, respond to scripture, and then pray. So, Beth, somebody comes to you and said, boy, Beth, I'd really like to be in a Talmudim group, but I don't know the Bible that well. In fact, I don't know it at all. Can I fit into these Talmudim groups? Would I be okay?
Yeah, another great thing about this is people are at all different levels. There's some that are going to know the Bible pretty well and some that aren't going to know it at all. And everyone is invited to come, and it's a great way to get into the scripture and start digging in.
Very good. Okay, Mark, you're on the swim team. One of your teammates back there says, hey, Mark, I stink in memorization. I could hardly memorize Jesus wept. And so you're asking me to do a big chunk of scripture. What would you say to those guys?
Well, guys, I'd say that it's a six-week program. We memorize maybe 3 to 4 verses at a time, so it's very concentrated. And you're not doing it by yourself. Like I said, you're going to have the others, haver, people, to help you work your way throughout the passage.
Nice. Very good. Aaron, last question to you, and we'll wrap it up. So you got a freshman sister here. She comes to you, and she says, Aaron, to be with upperclassmen, they really intimidate me. I'm really scared of those old people. So what would you tell a freshman who's maybe a little nervous about being with upper-class people?
It's really not intimidating at all. Like we talked about earlier, it's a really small, close-knit group, about 6 to 8 people or so. And no one's going to challenge you to speak up if you don't want to, but they're going to encourage you to think about it and encourage you to participate in a loving way. And they're going to be right alongside of you. You're going to go through it together. So there's not going to be any looking down on the younger freshmen or anything like that. So no worries.
Very good. Hey, this week is sign up. Deadline is Thursday at noon. Go to grow.hope.edu and sign up by Thursday and be a part of a Talmudim group with other haver. Say it with me.
Haver.
Aaron, close us in prayer and you will be out of here.
Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come before you today, Lord, and you are our hope and you are our strength for today, for the week and the months and years to come, Lord, and we praise you for that. We thank you for this place of hope, Lord, that we have, that we can come together as a community and learn more about you, and there's many opportunities to do that, Lord, like the Talmudim groups, and I pray that you will be with each individual here as they pray and consider joining one of these groups, and as we continue to walk through the rest of the day, Lord, will you just bless us and walk alongside us and help us to glorify you and the interactions we have with others. In your name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Go in peace.